Time for an update of Triple Team Traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Southbound traffic, I-15. You have a KSL travel time, 9 to 10 minutes to get you from downtown to the South Interchange. But that's where we're seeing spots of heavy and slow traffic between the South Interchange through Sandy. It's northbound I-15 where we have delays from an earlier accident. The leftover, what's left over of that crash is still in the Gore area at the I-80 201 split. But you've got slowdowns backing to 4500 South. The rest of the Valley freeways in good shape. Dave Meek.
So far, it looks like you're going to be in pretty good shape getting into Utah County. I'm not seeing any delays coming over the top of the point. Coming down the south side, you're moving along pretty well. If you're going to find any slowing right now, it's going to be a little minor slowing developing just past 2100 north for southbounders. And northbound looks pretty good so far. Mark?
Everyone that was stuck behind the vehicle fire from earlier this afternoon, northbound I-15, right about Glover Lane, coming up from Centerville, is now in the area between Lagoon and 200 North Kaysville, crowding that stretch up through Davis County on northbound I-15. That means the rest of the commute between South Salt Lake and Centerville Glover Lane has cleared. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or contractor, Diamond Rental has the right equipment for your next project at 12 Utah locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Mark Jackson and the KSL Traffic Center.